Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. We're so excited. We're back with another BSA
episode. Yes, BSA.
So this week is relationships again, and we're so excited to give you guys some of our advice and answer your dilemmas.
Yes, we got so many dilemmas in. Again, thank you so much for trusting us with your dilemmas. And we got a few juicy ones for today's episode. So
these ones are good. But to start, obviously, we have our girl trouble of the week.
Yes.
Which I think Lulu is in charge of.
Yeah.
Take us through it.
So would you be okay with your boyfriend having a female best friend?
I mean,
take it away, Millie.
I might get a lot of shit for this, but no. Truly, I would not feel comfortable. Like, truly. And that might make people think, okay, you have trust issues, whatever. I don't care what people think at this point.
Yeah.
No, I just would, like, personally, I would never have a guy best friend. So I would never, and I would never expect my boyfriend to be okay with that. So I would never be happy with it being the other way around. Like, I just wouldn't. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for me. This is a boundary I've set in my life, and maybe other people are okay with that in there, but not for me. Not for me.
I can see your point of view.
Why? You think it's fine?
No, I can see your point of view because, like, we all know there's this, like, guy best friend thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, all the guys told me once, like, the guy best friend is just a guy who's in love with you and who's silently waiting. Mm-hmm. Until you're like, okay, I'm ready. Like, I want to be with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're ready for the moment to pounce.
Exactly.
And they will.
It's a guy best friend phenomenon.
Yeah.
I don't say this is the case with all the guy best friends, but it happens. Mm-hmm. So,
it does happen. And I think honestly think the moment they get the chance, they will try and sleep with you.
And
they
I think And I think that's why girls are also not okay or, like, not comfortable sometimes with the guy having the female best friend.
Yeah. I think the word is comfortable.
It's yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's okay, but I, like, saw the situations from both sides.
Yeah.
Like I do have guy friends.
Yeah.
But they're maybe not my best friend. But I do have guy friends that are literally just friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when I have a question, you know, I'll ask it to them. And, like, when I will need them, they'll be there for me, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, and I know for a fact they don't want to have anything to do with me. Like, they would never see me as anything, like, sexual.
I mean, I doubt this, but sure. I doubt this. But yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't think, because, like, they would have, like, girlfriends as well. And I'm like, you know, that's fine. But then again, I also have, I have to say, I do, in the past, I have had a guy best friend who was just the kind of
waiting
to pounce. So I see both sides.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you meet a boy and let's say he has already had, like, a girlfriend, like, his whole life, maybe they went to school together, whatever.
Yeah. That's like a childhood best friend. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like you can't really, like, if you're, like, dating someone new, you can't really be like,
you can't be friends with her.
Yeah. You can't be friends with that girl you've known for the past 15 years. You know what I mean?
In that sense, I get it. But Yeah, just for me and the way my life is, no.
I understand. So, yeah. And I also think, honestly, it also depends. I mean, if she, sorry to say this, but if she looks like fucking Adriana Lima, yeah. I'll be like, I'm not comfortable. I'd be like, I do not like you meeting her.
It's like, I mean, it's honestly like the whole thing in movies where they hire like a really attractive nanny. That never ends well.
No.
It doesn't end well. So no. Like, just no.
Yeah, no.
Not for me. Not for me.
I feel like I'm fine with it. And it also depends how they handle it. Like, if they would never introduce me to the female best friend.
Yeah.
Because, like, my boyfriend also has a female best friend. But, like, I don't feel threatened by her in any way. Or, yeah. like, you know, uncomfortable. Because I'm, like, they've been friends their whole life.
That's true.
And, like, he involves me in it. Like, when he meets up with her, he's like, oh, join. Or, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, there's, like, true. Genuine trust.
Yeah. It also depends, you're right. It depends how she or he, the best friend's behaving. Like, are they making yeah. you feel comfortable? You know, are they, yeah.
And also how welcoming the female best friend is. If a female best friend is like, ew, fucking bitch, I'd be like, excuse me, which I've also had, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have had that.
I've dated a guy in the past and he had a female best friend. The female best friend was smitten with him. And like, it was so obvious. And like, people would tell him like, oh, this girl is smitten with you. Like, this girl is in love with you.
Yeah.
And he would be like, oh my God, no, we've been friends our entire lives. I'm like, well, it started as a romance and you just friend zoned her. Mm-hmm. She's just there waiting to pounce.
Yeah. Like, if they're not giving like a good vibe, like if they're not being friendly, then like, definitely not. No.
Oh, she would laugh at me in my face and I'd be like, excuse me, who the fuck do you think you are?
Oh my God.
Like, she was so mean. I was savage. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, savage. Anyhow. The roles got reversed at some point. Not going to get into this, yeah. but yeah.
For story time.
Story time, another time.
But yes, anyways, you know, not for me. Depends on the situation, but most likely no.
I'm okay with it as long as they don't look like Adriana Lima. I'm fine.
Fair. So, shall we go to dilemma number one?
Yes.
So, dilemma number one is, hi girls, I have been in a situationship for over 1 year now. The dilemma is, I want to settle down with him, but he won't commit to me. However, he also won't let me move on and is making it very hard for me to let go. What should I do?
I have one thing to say. If he wanted to, he would.
Yeah, for sure. And I think she's yeah. kind of realized that if she's thinking like, I need to move on, like it's never going to happen.
How can you be in a situationship for 1 year?
Yeah, but like, why is he not letting, like, you know, like I hear this, I've heard this in the past where they don't want anything serious, the boy or the girl. And then they try and move on and they just keep like trying to go to them and like sleep with them or like spend time with them. But they still don't want to be their boyfriend or girlfriend.
Because it's a comfortable choice. It's a safety blanket.
But it's not fair to her. It's like, you know, she should be, if she wants a relationship, he needs to let her like move on and try and find someone that she can have that with if it's not going to be him.
It's called selfish people.
Yeah, it's selfish behavior.
Yeah. I mean, I've been that girl.
Where they wouldn't
get in a back. Different situation maybe, but I've been that girl.
Yeah.
And as long as you don't put a stop to it, he won't.
Mm-hmm.
And like the thing is, again, if he really wanted to, he would. And I feel like a lot of times people are like, oh no, I have commitment issues. I don't think that's the thing. If you see a girl or a boy and you really want to be with that person, you will yeah. do anything to be with that person. You will be yeah. like, I will make you mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I feel like people who are like, oh, I have commitment issues. I mean, most of the cases, I feel like it's just someone who, sure, likes you, but you're not the total package for that person.
Yeah.
And he or she is just waiting until something better comes around.
Yeah, and that's where the commitment issue
exactly.
is.
Exactly. The commitment issue is not an issue he has with himself. It's an issue he has with you. Like, mm-hmm. you're not the full package for him, her. It's so harsh. It's so harsh, babe. I'm sorry. It's so harsh.
It's
I'm
true,
really
though.
Sorry.
It's very
but
true.
But I wish someone told me this
yeah.
when I was in this situation.
It's hard to, like, it's very easy to be in denial about that as
yeah.
the one that's, like, not being committed to. Because you're like, you really like them, but they just don't like you as much as you like them, probably.
I'm sure they like you and I'm sure they like love you, but yeah, just not the, yeah, they yeah. don't want to commit because he doesn't want to commit.
Yeah.
And
like you said, it's not his own issue. It's actually an issue that he has in the relationship.
Yeah. And honestly,
something's missing.
But there's nothing missing with you as a person. Like, you shouldn't start doubting to yourself, by the way, you are amazing the way you are. But like, oh my God, I actually feel so bad for saying this harsh. But
no,
I just wish someone told me this back in the day. And again, there's nothing missing with you. You are perfect just the way you are. But like, you don't want a guy that's not sure about you.
Yeah.
You want a guy that will go, or for guys as well, you want a girl that will go till the end of the world for you to be with you. Like, yeah. You want someone who goes above and beyond. You don't want to be in a situationship for a year.
You don't want to be with someone who makes you like question yourself or your relationship.
The relationship hasn't even started. And
that's not right.
That's not right.
That's not how relationships should be. Dumb. So I would move on. And I would be very like selfish with yourself now. And the next time he comes back to you, just don't entertain it. Like, block, delete, everything. Like, just
I think so too.
Because otherwise he'll keep doing it. He'll carry on for many more years.
I agree. The thing is, like, you have as much power as he does.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, he doesn't let me move on. No, you don't let yourself move on either.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I think you have as much power as he does. And as long as you don't put a stop to it, he won't either. And the reason why he comes back is because you're always there.
Yeah.
You're the comfortable choice. You're like, you're his safety blanket. And I'm sure he likes you. I'm sure, like, all of these things. But, like, don't let yourself be treated like a guy like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And
have some self-respect.
Yeah, literally, it comes to the point. And like, he will keep on coming back. He will keep it going as long as you don't put a stop to it. So yeah, like, all the power is in your hands, I would say.
Yeah.
He will keep messaging you. He'll be like, no, baby, I love you. No, I don't know what he says. Oh, this is what I was going to say.
Baby, I love you.
So you've been in a situationship for a year. So I'm sure you've been giving him the girlfriend material without being an actual girlfriend. That's not okay.
No. That's hard work.
Of course he keeps coming after you.
Yeah.
Of course. He has a free girlfriend without calling you his girlfriend. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's probably never had that before.
Like, no way. Like, no, honey. Don't do that. I'm sorry because I've been in this situation, so just don't.
Yeah, it's very relatable. I think this happens.
Yeah, it's very relatable.
A lot of people. But yeah, just be selfish. Like Lou says, you have the amount of power he does.
Yes.
So show him who's boss. Yes. And make a stop into it.
There are so many guys in the world. You will find another one who is obsessed with you. Yeah, so,
and who treats you right.
Cut it off. This is insane. This is insane. This, when we read this in our DMs, we were like, what the fuck? So we're going to read it to you.
We immediately were like, we're answering.
We were like, we will feature this. So dilemma number two. Is he cheating? ? Hi, girls. I've been struggling with my trust issues lately, but I can't help it as there's too much evidence on my plate. I've seen scratches on his back, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't me because we haven't seen each other for a week when I saw it. Also, every time I visit his place, his bed sheets have weird stains on them and sometimes even blood.
Ew.
Yeah, ew. In between brackets, I avoid going to his place during my red days. Plus, there are always fallen hair strands all over his apartment, and it's not mine because I'm blonde and the hair I'm finding is black. Is all of this just me being paranoid, or is there something more going on? SOS. By the way, I tried asking him where he got the scratches from and why there's hair all over his apartment that's not mine. And he had an insane outburst saying I was accusing him of something he didn't do. Please help.
I mean, first of all, this is very messy.
Honey, you are not being paranoid.
Yeah, you're not being paranoid. And also the way he responds, like, speaks volumes.
Says it all.
Come on. Whose hair is it then? It's not mine. Mine's blonde. So if you don't have, like, a sister or, like, someone in your life that has brown hair, clearly there's been a girl here.
And, like, why do you get mad about it if it's, like, if it's, you know what I mean? Like, let's say I have black hair all over my apartment and my partner comes and he's blonde and he's like, where's this black hair from? I'll be like, well, my dad has black hair.
Yeah.
But like, you know what I mean? Something. And if it really was my dad who came, or like, my mom has black hair.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But I wouldn't get mad about it because it's the truth. Why are you getting mad about something that's so-called the truth?
Yeah. Like, when people behave defensively, it's like usually because they're guilty.
Yeah.
Usually.
For sure.
So take that into account. One,
the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah. I mean, the hardest thing in this situation is, like, you can't prove it. So it's like,
yes, you can.
But how?
The scratches on his back?
Yeah.
Like, it's too much evidence.
It is a lot of evidence. But I would say, like, you just have to trust your gut and be like, this isn't right.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, unless you like have like text or like see her at his house, you technically can't prove it. Obviously, there's loads of evidence and like not your scratches, it's not your hair. But like if he doesn't admit it, it's like, well, then you just have to trust your gut and be like, I think you are cheating.
Yeah.
You know, it's so, it's the worst.
Well, what baffles me, so I think it's pretty obvious he's cheating.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to tell you, girly, but I feel like, I don't know. I'm so sorry, babe. I've been in similar situations, so I know how it feels, but
how, not even trying to hide it.
How does he not try to hide it?
Yeah, like at least pick up, vacuum the hair up or something. The blood on the bed, I mean,
the blood on, bad. Like at least change the bed sheets.
Yeah, ew.
My God, I have a little story time. Obviously, everything's anonymous here, and I'm sure I hope not. These people listen to this podcast. Yeah. But I've been with a guy that vacuumed, I told you this, Millie, that vacuumed my hair out of his bed. So as I was putting my shoes on, he vacuumed the bed. And that's how I realized he had a girlfriend. So he was cheating on his girlfriend with me, and I had no clue.
He vacuumed it in front of you?
Because I have blonde hair, and his girlfriend had, I guess, black hair or like brown hair.
Obvious.
And he was vacuuming his bed with like a hand vacuum cleaner to get rid of my hair.
And you're like, sorry, what are you doing?
And I was like, what are you doing? Why the fuck are you vacuuming your bed? And then I realized, I was like, oh.
But you know what? That's really scary, because that's definitely not the first time he's done that. If he knows to hand vacuum a bed.
I know.
Fucking hell. So he's done that before. That's a whole different.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Sure.
He knows the ways, this guy.
Yeah. Poor girl. I got out of it pretty smoothly. I was like, okay, this is my cue to go. Yeah, goodbye.
This is a red flag.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Jesus. Yeah, but I think you need to run. Not run, but you do need to, like, it's pretty obvious. Like, the evidence is there, and you can't be in denial about it anymore.
And I wouldn't fight about it, because, like, don't have outbursts like he does, because I know when you fight, it's really easy to, like, you know, someone sets a tone, and you want to, like, you want to up them. But don't do that. Just sit there very quietly and, like, very relaxed and be like, look, Jason, all the evidence is here for me. This is all the evidence I need. If he's like, oh, this is not evidence, you should be like, this is all the evidence I need.
Yeah.
If you can be honest with me within a split second where all these things are from at the time I asked you, this is proof that you're lying. This is all the evidence I need. So, like, and I don't need a guy like that. Mm-hmm. So goodbye.
And the truth always come out, you know, so just wait.
Yeah, no.
You'll see. Hey, who knows? You might see him with some brunette girl in like a week's time. Be like, yeah, I was right. You're definitely right. These are not like things that happen if someone's not cheating on you.
Also, a woman's gut feeling is so strong.
Exactly. Trust your gut. That's what I said.
Trust your gut.
So yeah, let us know what happens. Good luck.
Good luck. Please update us. Please DM us.
Yeah, it'll be fine. You know what? If he is cheating, so it's like he's clearly not the right guy for you. You don't want to be involved in this sort of behavior.
And breaking up really is shit.
It is.
Like, it won't be fun, but believe me, in years from now, you'll be like,
so glad I did that.
Millie Lulu, thank you.
We thank you.
Oh, God. So, yeah.
It'll be fine, though. Let us know how you get on.
Exactly.
Moving on to dilemma number 3.
Yes.
He hasn't told any of his friends that we are together.
Ooh,
T. I started seeing this guy around 4 months ago who, for reference, hasn't had the best record when it comes to treating girls nicely. But he has not given me any reason to doubt him and has shown a lot of interest in me and our relationship. So 2 weeks ago, we finally made it official, but something doesn't seem right. On occasion, he brings me out on his boys' nights. However, the most recent outing, I had mentioned to one of the boys, we finally made it official, and he didn't seem to know what I was talking about.
That's bad.
This makes me question if I am the only person he is seeing. Does he bring other girls to boys' nights? Am I being naive? How should I handle the situation without making him feel like I don't trust him? I think the way she said making him feel like I don't trust him.
Like that's wrong. Yeah. Like why, like, do you feel like you have to please him? You need to please yourself.
And if, I mean, clearly you don't trust him. So that's the issue here.
Yeah, you're not, you maybe not trusting him is not the issue. Him being not trustworthy is the issue. Mm. See, this is what I hate with girls. I feel like she must be young.
She really wants him to like her.
As you become older, your perspective shifts on relationships. You're like, I'm not here to please the guy. Mm. I'm here to please myself.
Yeah, you want someone that's,
you know what I mean?
You.
A relationship goes both ways. Mm-hmm. Like you please each other, whatever, you know, it's you know what match. I mean? But in the end, it shouldn't be like 100% him and 0% you. It should still be
50-50.
It's a two-way street.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know. It depends like what the friendship, his friendship circle is. But if the friend didn't know about it, not giving me good vibes.
That's bad because if you meet a girl or a guy, like the first thing you do is talk to your friends about it.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you make them your girlfriend.
Yeah, if you're so excited about a person, you tell your friends about it. Mm-hmm. Babe, back in the day, when I went out and when I like would meet a guy, I would like tell you immediately. I'd be like, oh my God, past weekend, I met this guy, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Like I would tell you about it, even though it wouldn't even become a relationship. But if you're in a proper relationship with this guy or like, you know, you just made it official and you've been dating for a while, your friend should know about your, like his friend should know about your existence.
Do you think boys do that though?
Well, no, like, I don't know. I can't speak for all of the guys perhaps, but like with my boyfriend now, his friends afterwards told me, I knew of your existence the moment he met you. Like the moment he met you, he came home and he was like we met up with him and he was like, oh my God, I met this girl.
Okay. See, this is what you want.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of, you're right. You're totally right.
Yeah.
So I don't care what the dynamic in the friendship of his like boy group is. But they should know that you're dating.
Yeah.
So it's not nice to like be going out on these boys' nights and sort of not know whether you're the only girl that's bringing out on these boys' nights. I mean, that is proper scary.
Imagine you're meeting his friends and his friends are like, and you are? And you're like, I'm Tiffany. And they're like, who's Tiffany?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I've never heard of you. Like, what?
That's very disrespectful for him to do that to you, actually.
Very disrespectful.
Very nice.
I'd be like, fuck you, Jason.
Yeah. Jason. You hate her.
But it would also make me think if he's I don't think he's necessarily seeing other girls. I don't know, like maybe he's seeing other girls, but he's definitely, it would give me the feeling that he's keeping his options open.
Yeah.
It gives me commitment issues vibes that we just discussed.
Mm-hmm. And also maybe like the fact that he hasn't had like a good like dating history is a bit of a like red flag to begin with. I don't know. Obviously girls always want to be the one that changes the boy. You know, they want to be the one that makes him different.
I don't believe in that, but...
Yeah. You don't?
I don't believe in... I don't know. I believe in it to a certain extent. I don't believe in that single woman can change a man like 360.
No, they can't. That's what I'm saying. But like girls want to be...
Yeah,
they,
girls
want to believe that they're going to be that girl. But
they're going to be the girl that's going to change the guy, believe me. I've been there, done that. It doesn't
work. Yeah, it doesn't work really. So I think I probably would have... And also, if you know about his past and, like, the troubles that he's had with other girls, I don't know. Now you're sort of experiencing it. It's, like, kind of not a coincidence.
No.
Probably for a reason. But
yeah,
I don't know. You could – me being me, I would just ask his friends and be like, is he bringing other girls? Like, on guys' nights? What's happening here?
I don't think his friends will tell him. His friends will be like, oh, we'll keep ourselves out of this. But I would definitely tell your, well, boyfriend – and I'd be like, Jason, what's going on? Like, why don't they know about me? And then just be like, look, I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
I just want this to be an honest conversation. I want to know where I stand. Because if you don't take this seriously, neither will I. Yeah, I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
I have a biological clock, honey. You know what I mean?
No, it's true though. Yeah. Because if he's not taking it seriously, then you don't have to.
Yeah.
You can both keep your options open then.
Exactly. Exactly. Say the same thing. Be like, Jason, if you want to keep your options open,
so will I.
Fine. But so will I.
Yeah.
That's fine. Be like, I'm not mad about it. I don't blame you, honey. Like, yeah. So many gorgeous girls out there. You go, honey. You go, Jason.
That's a good way to play it as
but,
well.
Yeah, and be like, but let me know so yeah. I can do the same.
Yeah, that's the bare minimum he could do.
Yeah, be like, it's the bare minimum. I'm like, if you don't take it seriously, fine. Then I won't take it seriously either. And be like, no hard feelings, but this is just about honesty and mutual respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Be like, well, actually, that's not true. He does owe you something. He does owe you, well, he owes you respect.
Everyone Since you're official, everyone respect, yeah. But this is just like, why are you wasting my time if I'm not wasting exactly. yours? Like, it's not that deep. Just like, be honest.
And don't be mad at him. Literally just say it like very cool and collected.
Yeah.
And trust me, honey, he will be shook by the core if you do it like that.
Yeah, it's better than like going like, oh my God, your friends are
Yeah, because then he'll
me.
Be like, yeah. Fuck? Exactly. Because then he'll be like, oh my God, you're a psycho.
Yeah, you're crazy, girl. I don't want to be with you. You're crazy. And then you're that's just psycho. Like an easy way out. So don't do that.
Just be cool and collected.
Calm, and collected.
It's so hard to do it, but I learned how to do it over the years, and it's so much better.
Yeah, that's
it gives
like,
you so much power.
That's like in my DNA. I will never yell at someone. I will tell them straight to them, but I just won't yell. I don't yell. But that's like the cancer in me. I don't know. I just can't scream at someone. Like, I've done it like maybe a handful of times in my life, and I like am shaking after because it's like so not like me. It's so weird. Like, I'll tell you off, but I won't yell.
No.
I wish. Sometimes I look at people when they yell in fights and I'm like, how did they do that? Like, it's just like so not like me.
But you're better. You're not supposed to yell because yelling, a person who raises his voice, it means that they're not able to have a proper conversation. And I think it's a sign of weakness.
Yeah, I agree. It's like an easy.
It's an easy
way to argue with someone.
Yeah.
Whereas like, I would rather sit down and like fully talk to you about an issue than like. Just scream bloody murder at you.
Yeah. If you can't, like, if your words aren't substantial enough, then you'll start screaming because that will make up for it. But, like, you know, you just scream bullshit. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Dilemma number 4. This is the last dilemma. And this kind of relates to our girl trouble of the week.
Yeah.
So, basically, the female best friend, ...
Oh, I don't like this title.
So. My boyfriend was single for about a year before we met and ended up sleeping with many of his girlfriends in different friend groups. Okay. One girl in particular, he not only shared a similar friend group with, he was also in a kickball league with her and a bowling league. He lied about their history for the first year of us being together, despite me asking multiple times because of how obvious that was, until I finally got concrete evidence and confronted him with it. He said he lied because he didn't want me to overthink things because it was a one-time thing and they were just really good friends. However, that entire time of lying about it, he would avoid bringing me around her and he would continue doing things with her like leagues, late night out, getting drinks together without me. It makes me extremely uneasy and uncomfortable as he continues to hang out with her and drink with her, late nights out, etc., without me. On top of that, I've seen semi-flirtatious texts between them. She most definitely is into him, I think it's very obvious, in more than just a friend way. I think he knows it, and he just likes the attention. Am I wrong for being uncomfortable with their friendship and not wanting them to continue hanging out the way they do? Please help.
No, you're not wrong at all.
I'd be out. I'd be like, at my age, I don't have time for this.
No. Like, so basically, he needs to stop entertaining her completely. Otherwise, I'd break up with him, in my mind. Like, completely stop entertaining it.
Like, the flirtatious texts. Oh, my God. I can only imagine when you read that, like, my heart would drop. I'd be like,
oh, that's sickening.
And, like, the fact, like, even though, like, boys are like, oh, but I didn't go into it. Okay, but they still, like, entertain it in some way. They entertain it enough. But then, like, they don't entertain it enough to look guilty. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I think he probably does like the attention. That's what it is.
He does. Because else, why would you allow it?
Yeah.
Like, if a friend of mine would, like, be really flirtatious with me, I'd be like, hold on. I have a boyfriend. This is really disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get into this. Like, know your border. Like, know your, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Know your place.
Yeah.
Know your boundaries.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would
I don't think she's spoke about it to him yet. Well, she has. And then he's like, no, we've just been really good friends for a long time. Okay. And then, she spoke to it about it because she was like, well, is there something going on? And then he was like, oh, yeah, like once we had a thing, but it was so long ago, I didn't want to make you uncomfortable.
Right. Okay. Oh, that's so typical.
So he lied about it the entire first year of their relationship.
While he was hanging out with her.
Yeah. Like the fact that he lied about it means he knows it's not right.
Yeah.
Why else would you lie about it?
Well, he probably lied about it because he wanted to keep hanging out with her. And if you knew that they had a past, you wouldn't have been happy with him hanging out with her.
Of course.
You know? So now it's like he has to stop hanging out with her. Otherwise, he's picking her over you, basically. Like, no.
I don't think it's as extreme as like he needs to stop hanging out with her, but I think the first step is definitely he needs to tell her, please, this is the boundary. Don't overstep it. He should be like, look, I'm with Tiffany right now. You should know your boundary. Like, I respect her. I don't want to lose her. I love her. Mm-hmm. And you're showing unacceptable behavior. Like, I'm not into you like that. I'm with Tiffany. I love her. And I just see you as a friend. So please act like one. Like, don't be like that with me. Yeah, I'm not going to allow it anymore.
That's the ideal thing. But like, if he's already entertaining her, you can't say that now. If he's already been flirting with her.
Yeah, because then she'll be like,
what do you mean? Like, it's been reciprocated.
Exactly.
So
and then maybe she'll come clean to Tiffany.
Yeah.
And maybe something else happens.
I would be like, either you stop entertaining her 1,000% or I'm breaking up with you. That's just me though. I have too much self-respect.
Exactly. Because for me as well, if he keeps entertaining it and he knows you're not comfortable with it, I feel like it's almost like cheating.
Yeah, that's fully picking her over me.
Yeah, but also like with the flirtatious texts, like that's cheating.
Yeah, that's you're emotionally involved. Like it's borderline
cheating.
It is. Like it's, I always say like I would feel worse. I would rather be cheated on like physically than emotionally. Like
yeah,
when there's
me too.
Feelings involved.
That's no, bad. It's
that's
game over.
That's the worst it can be.
Yeah.
When they love someone else or whatever, like they have feelings. It's like, ew. That's like proper heartbreak stuff.
Yeah.
Not fun. So.
And I also think what you should do if he doesn't understand, you need to reverse the roles. You need to be like, how would you feel?
Yeah, exactly. If
my best guy friend, even if you don't have a best guy friend, if I had a best guy friend that he would message me all these inappropriate things.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, oh my God, I would kill him. Like, well, exactly.
So it's like, why can he do it and you can't? And also, yeah. Like, if you wouldn't do it to him and he's doing it to you, like, that's not good. This is not what we want in relationships. Like, no. Treat each other the same way. Otherwise, like, what's the point?
Yeah. So that's our last dilemma. We hope you guys enjoyed.
Yes. Again, if you have any dilemmas, please DM us on Instagram. Follow us on YouTube and TikTok.
Yes.
And it was so nice chatting to you guys. We'll be back next week.
So yeah, thank you so much for listening, you guys. We're back next week with a new episode. And thank you so much for listening
Thanks
to this
for
one.
Listening. See you
Bye.
Next time. Bye.
See you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.